So hello world, can you people hear me calling? I always put my all in, working from night to morning. I'm about to take over, here's the mark in morning ride. You heard, it's the mark in morning ride. Right now, boo, heads up. I swear I'm like a firefly. I require darkness in order to shine. I take the cold days out of this world. I make them warm nights by lighting the sky. My dad told me everything changes in time. I know that he was right, it's the way it is life. That's why I try and stay away from losing my cool. God, let my biggest fear is losing it all. I stare across the sky and see nothing but. It's not over. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Fazer.
He's packed the Proms Arena with fans tonight, hasn't he? Fazer, with his old friends and sparring partners, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, in conductor Jules Buckley's arrangement of Fireflies. And Fazer's passing the baton right now to Lady Leisha, and she is blazing.
So insanely, and there's no one to restrain me. I'm such a lovely lady. Now they're watching who I came with, cause they say I'm looking tasty. You can love me, can hate me, either way I'll be the same. Me, woo. And I've been breaking it down, and if you didn't know by now, I've been making a sound. And if you never heard it out, I'll be telling you now that my delivery is wild. I am playing around, and I've been playing around. And if you come in and promise you won't be making it out, and I can take it how you living if you stay on the ground. Because I take it how you living if you stay on the ground. Killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them. Whenever they hear my tunes, feeling them, feeling them. And I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning, and I won't stop till they get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them. Whenever they hear my tunes, feeling them, feeling them. And I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning, and I won't stop till they get a million, million. Woo! Let's try something. Oli, oli, oli. Killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. Let me see the place go. I'm gonna try some. Everyone, put your hands in the air, please. Everybody in here, please. Put one hand in the air, two hands if you're happy. Okay, let's see. I got these people going loopy, cause my style is so exclusive, and they wanna introduce me. I'm such a lovely cutie, now these guys, they don't amuse me. They say I'm looking juicy, you can judge me, you can sue me. Either way, I'm just gonna do me. Woo! Cause I've been breaking it down, and if you never heard it out, I'll be taking it down. And even mind spinning, kinda like a merry-go-round. You know that I ain't winning flags and a pelican now. You see the drunk in the trunk, and if it's not, you see I'm crunk in the club, getting it down. You say what's up when I'm up, and whenever I'm down, because I take it how you even if it's down the crowd. Killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whatever. to hear my tune. Feeling I'm gonna got a bit to lose. I'll be winning, and then I won't stop killing in a million, million. I'll be killing them whenever they hear my tune. Feeling I'm gonna got a bit to lose. I'll be winning, and then I won't stop killing in a million, million. Let's try it again. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. Cause I'll be killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning, and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning, and then I won't stop. Till I get a million. Make some noise for the band, please. Amazing. We ain't ready. We ain't finished yet. Woo. Everyone clap. See it? Look at this. This is history, you know. They're meant to play, not clap, but they're clapping. Hey. So we're killing them. We're ready for the new tunes. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. Winning, and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them. Killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. Winning, and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million.
Wow. How incredible was that? No. I said, how incredible was that? Raw Albert Hall. So that was Lady Leisha, arranged by Jason Yard. That was incredible.
Do you know what, Charlie? I'm surprised that you know so much detail about the track when you were looking at her behind.
No, I wasn't. I weren't doing that.
Oh, you really were, Charlie. And by the way, I've noticed that you've been outside her dressing room.
Yeah, I want to take her some water. She looked thirsty, so I thought I'd take...
She's got people to help with that already.
Okay.
Anyway, let's talk about someone that we both love as well as Lady Leisha.
Yeah, you more than others.
Oh, my goodness, you do this to me all the time.
Well, it's not my fault. You have got a crush on this next guy. All you ever talk about is this guy. Oh, have you seen him? Have you spoken to him lately? It's a bit
annoying. Registry 2 is nothing to do with me.
Well, wait, you just give it away.
Other than the fact...
You've just given it away. Everyone knows who it is now.
Do you know what? This is ridiculous. You're trying to get me back for the Leisha thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have it, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, he is going to be performing next, and Jason Yard's done it again. Bring it on.
Wretch.
3-2.
Whoa!
Where Albert Hall, can I get a, oh yeah? This is Blackout. All I need is you to clap your hands. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
When the lights hurt my brain, sometimes I pray for a blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
When the candles are blazing,
see you up there.
Nothing more I crave than a blackout.
Are you? Are you?
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light till the sun rises.
So let it rise.
Let there be no light.
No lights. Lights. The lights. The lights.
Only then will I open my eyes.
My eyes. My eyes.
Let there be no light.
This little light of mine. Yeah, it's like my peace of mind, oh yeah. Even when I'm in the dark, I swear, still gotta let me shine, let me fly. My mind's got wings on it, I got a blue, got a brown, got a pink on it. Yeah, my neck girl's got a sick wallet. Swear, I splash cash and I drink solid. Woo! I don't wanna act bad, I don't wanna see your pat flash. No, I just wanna black out without backlash. Don't wanna hear snap, snap, snap. Them things get annoying. Wanna be alive and not just employed. Swear, yeah, follow my heart. Even the lights got faith in the dark. Clap your hands, let's go.
When the lights hurt my brain. Sometimes I pray for blackout.
Right, Albert Hall.
When the candles
let me see them.
Nothing more I crave than blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no lights.
Let there be no light
till the sun rises.
Let there be no light.
No lights, lights. piercing on those lips. All that their soprano flowing like it's serving through a drip. I am no longer a person, I'm a star up in this thing. So I talk with body language, my vocabulary's a myth. Got a feeling that you're feeling how I'm feeling. Would waking up with me tomorrow morning make your evening? If so, let's find a corner in this place that I can breathe in. My ego's claustrophobic, you should know you are the reason. Believe it, let's go.
When the lights hurt my brain, sometimes I pray for a blackout.
I pray for a blackout, most times.
When the candles,
when the candles blaze,
nothing more I crave.
Roy Albert, hold hands up, let's go.
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights, 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 the lights.
Only then will I
open my eyes. Oh yeah,
let there be no light.
Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat, let me rhyme.
Let there be no lights.
Now, there's something in me that wants to see the Roy Albert Hall jump. Do you guys have it in you? Let's go, let's bounce, on the floor,
Let there
let's
be
bounce,
no
let's bounce, let's bounce,
on the floor, Let there be no lights.
He got them jumping all right, the man they call Wretch 3-2 in the single he released in May this year, Blackout. Now, on stage comes Laura Mvula for a song from her debut album, Father, Father.
Saw you wandering in my dream last night. know, I know what you might do. You can't simply hide out of you in the blue. Don't try to fight, don't let me go. You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father, please don't let me go. Let me love you. 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 Lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father. Father, please don't let me go.
Laura Mvula with her song Father, Father, which she performed seated at the piano on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, having kicked off her shoes. And that was arranged for tonight's Urban Classics Proms performance by the BBC Symphony Orchestra's conductor, Jules Buckley, just taking a bow to the cheers coming from the arena. The members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra standing to acknowledge the applause. And the violin solo was from the orchestra's leader, Stephen Bryant. Well, stand by for more Urban Classics live from the Royal Albert Hall here on BBC Radio 3 in about 20 minutes' time. Meanwhile, during the interval, we're taking the opportunity to find out more about the Urban Classic phenomenon in the company of some of its creators, introduced by Proms director Roger Wright.
This is a historic evening, the first ever Urban Classic Prom, and with me on the stage, conductor, orchestrator, composer Jules Buckley, Claire Whitaker, director of Sirius, and Nisaki, CEO of Bigger Fish. All of them are key parts of this urban classic development, which we'll hear some more about. Jules, can we just turn to you first? You're on the podium tonight, and you've got a number of different functions. We will see you as conductor, but you've also been a really vital part as arranger, as workshop leader. Just tell us a little bit about your involvement in this particular project and what it's meant musically for you.
Yeah. The roles that I have undertaken in this project are sort of, in a way, slightly more than would be for a normal conductor on an orchestral show. The first would be talking with me and with Claire and with yourselves at the BBC about which artists we would like to perform with. The next stage was then, after having selected the artist, was selecting which pieces would, you know, best suit the occasion. Each artist sent me six tracks, and then I sort of sifted through over a period of months which tracks I felt would best represent this gig. And then the next phase was then going through the orchestrational point, and that was a case of taking the tracks and figuring out how they would work best remixed effectively for orchestra. So that's kind of the remit, or my own personal remit is orchestral remix, which is follows on to the last point, making the artist as comfortable as possible throughout the whole procedure. Because when you're taking an MC from Holloway, who has probably never been to an orchestral gig in his life, then when he stands up in front of 85 people at Maida Vale 1, you want to make sure he is aware of, you know, what's going on, and the same for the orchestra as well, to make them aware of what the context of the music is, where it comes from, and why we're doing it.
I mean, this whole business of why we're doing it is, just to describe urban classic a little bit, it's urban music, broadly generalizing, urban music being brought together with an orchestra. And so, as you were saying, some of these artists have never worked with an orchestra. Actually, some of them have not heard an orchestra live.
That's
and
right.
And you're the middle of that, in a way, as the sort of the traffic cop stroke
true,
music
yeah,
director.
I'll kind of go here.
I mean, one of the assumptions that I used to make about pop artists, again, using pop artists very loosely, working with orchestras, is that you have a rhythm section which is often not connected to the orchestra, mm-hmm. and you have the pop artist, and then what the orchestra then does is play long notes.
Yeah.
And that used to be the cliche, that the orchestra just sat doing long notes, not really what an orchestra normally does.
Mm, that's true.
So what can an orchestra then bring to a project like this? What does it mean for them to work with these urban artists?
I think what the orchestra can bring most, or for me as a arranger and a composer, is all of the different colours, you know, all of these crazy 3D colours that you can get. All of the different energies, different combinations will always create a different emotion or a different vibration within people. So I think the first thing was to take these often simple 2-bar, 3-bar motifs from the artists with simple chords, and then imbue those chords into the orchestra, but in a more inventive way. So I think anyone that's been to an orchestral gig for the first time generally gets blown away. And I guess you guys are here because you love orchestral music, and some of you love non-orchestral music, and some of you love both. But in this instance, I think what the orchestra will bring is a kind of a 3D realization and remix of the artist's work, because some of them, you know, they sit in their room with their laptop and then they create these simple riffs, and then they're absolutely blown away when they hear that kind of recreated, but in a, you know, orchestral way.
We brought some of the artists who you're going to hear tonight to one of the proms, to the Beethoven 5 performance, and they talked about it being the most extraordinary live performance they'd ever heard, because they were exposed to that orchestral sound. Claire Whittaker from Sirius and Nii Saki from Bigger Fish. Interesting just to think about where these younger artists have actually come from. So seven chapters tonight have emerged through the urban scene. I mean, maybe Claire, just to say a word about Sirius, the organisation that you represent, and Nii, for you to say something about Bigger Fish, and then let's just talk about actually the development of the project itself, and come back to the business of what this urban music actually is. So, Claire from Sirius, what is Sirius?
Well, so Sirius are live music producers, and we do all sorts of different projects, about 700 a year. But I suppose one of the biggest projects that we do in partnership with Radio 3 is the EFG London Jazz Festival. And we've been partners on that, Roger and I, for, well, too many years to mention now, but at least 12 or 13. And that is in November, it's in November, and it's about 280 different shows brought together under this sort of umbrella, which is jazz. And even in that, we're trying to push the boundaries of what and how people look at jazz and where jazz can take people. But Sirius works in all sorts of different musical genres. But the thing that we really love doing is presenting fantastic live music and finding ways to bring new audiences to that live music. And so Urban Classic is a natural extension of some of the work that we've done, particularly some of the school's work that we did in jazz, where we used urban music as a starting point and unpicked it and then led young people to jazz through the lens of urban music. And I suppose that was one of the inspirations for this project.
And so, Nii, Bigger Fish, what's the role of Bigger Fish?
So Bigger Fish is a youth organisation. In the broadest sense, we're interested in anything that expresses and develops young people through their culture. So predominantly we do that through producing events for young people, and in those events, which happen in 8 cities around the country, we train young people to run events, and then they learn skills, come together as a unit, and make money from selling tickets. And along the way, we develop emerging acts. So people like Faizer, who's in the performance tonight, he's a long-time alumni of us from when he first started, my very first project, actually. So it's always about kind of the expression of culture and getting young people engaged through that. And for us, being part of the urban music scene over the years, it's always imbued us with a passion about seeing how we can explore the music in different spaces and in different collaborations, and particularly about crossing bridges, particularly between adult and younger people as well, which this is a great example of in some ways.
You'll see the range of the artists involved tonight in terms of their experience, those coming, you know, very fresh to this sort of musical event, and those who, like Faizer, are now well established in the musical world. Could we just hear a very brief clip? This is Skepta performing at an earlier Urban Classic event. This is the Barbican in March 2012. Let's just hear this, just to get the sort of sound world.
So I speak right. for the people them lie. I don't know what I hate it, but it's alright. You can be black,
you can be white.
Trust me, you're gonna catch this vibe, but I'm on. When I say BBK,
sing along.
We need some more girls in here,
sing along.
When you hear Chris say, what is it on? Bouncers, boss off, they
sing along.
Whoever knows,
CEO,
shut your mouth.
Sing along.
Everybody knows that the team is strong.
Boy, better know all day long.
So that was Too Many Man from Barbican in March 2012 at an earlier Urban Classic project. So just give us some insight into that particular arrangement.
Yeah, so that was arranged by Ayana Witter-Johnson. And the background to that piece is it's a very, very highly energetic, highly gritty piece. And it's a favourite amongst the Boy Better Know fans. And I think Ayana's plan was to basically make the orchestra as strong and as visceral as possible in her approach orchestrally. So most of the time it was very strong, tutty hits, and the colours were very strong. And I think the aim was to provide a kind of a wall of sound approach. And also, as you heard in the clip, there's a very, very rhythmic sort of 16s that rolls through the whole piece. And in a way, later you'll see some classical works that we've got, one by a composer called Henze, for example, and that involves exactly the same device that rolls the tempo, the 16s stay the same right from the first beat until the end with this kind of constant energetic flow of rhythm. So to me, I can see massive similarities between all of this music, really, and therefore it's easy to take some of it and work it into an orchestra.
So we have classical pieces by Henze and Mosoloff as examples of that sort of classical energy that you get orchestral sound.
Yeah, we were looking for pieces that we felt we could relate on just the visceral level, pieces that we felt the artist would relate to immediately when they heard it. Not from a historical perspective, but just from a kind of energy perspective.
I was laughing when I was hearing that clip because the orchestra at this point were being cheered like they were members of One Direction, and they absolutely loved it. And I think they became really quite addicted to that sort of adulation, because it was just great to see the audience responding to them and to their playing. Many people in the audience had not seen an orchestra before, and that's why I was sitting through that clip grinning.
I was just going to say, what's been really interesting, I think, throughout this project, even from the first one in 2006 and then last year and again this year, is the movement that each of the kind of constituents within it makes, that the classical and the orchestra have made in terms of the distance they've travelled in their understanding and perceptions of what an urban artist is and what they're going to be, and then also the urban artists, what their perceptions of the classical and orchestral setup is going to be as well. So I think everyone has kind of travelled really nicely along together with each other, kind of walking into a room slightly with some preconceptions and then having those effectively, I think, on all sides blown away. And then from that new space, this new thing has emerged from it, which is quite special.
It's a nice image, travelling nicely together, which is actually what Claire and Nee and I did back in 2005 on a train journey on a Sunday, I think, from, yes, Gateshead to London, which took rather longer than we were expecting. And we began actually to talk about this whole project, because Nee and Claire, you'd clearly been talking about this notion of bringing different musics together, which really intrigued me. And so 8 years on, fantastic that we're in this particular position. What's happened to urban music since that time? I mean, how actually has it developed?
I think from my perspective, because obviously, Nee, this was your area, I've seen it go from being quite a basic music where there was often, as Jill says, one person playing to track, where it was more of an underground music. And then with each version, everything's got more sophisticated. The artists now have access to more resources. Urban music, whatever that may be, and you'll see the whole range of that tonight, is now much more part of the mainstream, and that brings with it more opportunities for artists. So, Maverick Sabre was performing at Glastonbury to thousands and thousands of people, and so there is a confidence now with the artists, which I think makes even better use of the orchestral forces, and that's been really a nice journey to see. Would you agree, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you kind of consider, if you started at 1990 to now, so basically 24 years, or sort of 14 years. Is that 14 years? Am I getting my maths wrong? But over that period, you've seen 8 or 9 different music genres develop from urban music. Over that period, you've seen jungle, drum and bass, garage, grime, dubstep, niche. And within the around the country, there's within niches within those. There's a music called niche, by the way, as well. But there's within that, there's been development. And over that period, we've gone from the emergence of technology, people having a computer to be able to make their music in their own bedroom, having that freedom. And that kind of really meant that popular music was being created by people who didn't have any musical background, so to speak, just had to get up and go to do it. To now where we've got to, where people have been through the music industry, they've done the circuits, and the music's now established itself, and it's now one of the predominant influences within the popular charts. And that period has been really short, and so much has been achieved. And along that, the project of Urban Classic has pretty much mapped the last two-thirds of that. So what we started with, which was in 2006, was unknown artists. And now we have stunning people like Laura Mavula, Maverick Saver, and Faizer, who's a multi-platinum artist in his own right. So alongside the new generation coming through Chapter 7. So we have all of these here. So there's a lot more texture, depth and complexity to the scene now. And it feels like a perfect, this year with the Albert Hall, it feels like the perfect time to mark that.
I think Roger was right in that we had a very, very fortunate set of engineering works on this train journey, which meant we had Roger for a really long time. And I think Lee and I had been talking about how we could bring orchestral world and young people together in the same way, I suppose, as Sirius had been looking at jazz and young people. And also, we realised that underneath the energy of urban music, often through a recorded track, there was a lot of melody, so there was a lot of potential to unpick that and to recreate those sounds orchestrally. But we were really, really lucky to have Roger as such an enabler, really, of this project from the beginning, because I don't think there are many people who, you know, would think that the controller of Radio 3 made such an important project in terms of new music for classical audiences, for urban audiences, happen. And at the beginning, I mean, there was convincing to do with, you know, with the orchestra that this was a good thing to do. And I think we were really lucky, Roger, that you had the vision to see the potential. Now, the orchestra, I think, are just relishing. They found the common ground. They respect the artists that they're working with. Everything is of a really high quality. The arrangements are of a high quality. The orchestral playing is fantastic. But the urban artists are too. And what I hope you see tonight is just a really, really great evening of quality music.
I mean, one of the things that I noticed last year at the Proms, when there was a concerto for turntables by Gabriel Prokofiev, it was fascinating to see that you can see all of this going, in some senses, only one way, which is let's think about bringing urban artists to orchestras and they can really enjoy the orchestra. Of course, there is a huge thing going the other way too. So in that particular case, you've got the orchestral players looking at the turntable artist and going, I've always wondered how you actually did that. And similarly, the orchestra now admiring the artistry of the urban artists involved. So it is genuinely going backwards and forwards. But Jules, where does it go from here? I mean, it'd be interesting to hear from the three of you about, you know, how this whole project might actually develop from now.
Well, I guess over the course of the three projects, there's been a hell of a lot of different music been written for orchestra, but it feels like it's been developing from an orchestrational compositional perspective. It's been, you know, many more challenges have been undertaken on this version than when we did the one a year ago at the Barbican. So I think from here, where it should go is trying to delve deeper and see what's down there in the depths of the urban attic.
And so, Nee, that's a key challenge, I suppose, for you and for Bigger Fish and other organisations to keep in touch with those young artists, to identify that real talent early enough, and then to try and give them that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it helps most probably, to be honest, that we're like Arts Council funded organisations as well. I think that's a really helpful thing. It allows us to have a bit of space to be able to explore that, and to be ensure that we keep the infrastructure and process there to keep encouraging new people through. And I think that's. That for me is the easy bit, actually. I'm not worried about the talent. That's the thing about Urban, is it's a real creative hub. It's an engine of creativity. Every day, you know, our inbox is always full of new artists, and our Twitter is always rammed with people who want to get onto shows. So the talent is always there. I think it's just about making sure that we build out enough infrastructure and resources to be able to support all of that demand. I think that's a really key thing.
And particularly across the UK, or is this isn't just a London phenomenon?
I think we've got three acts in the show tonight from Birmingham, and that's, I think, is really significant. You know, 3 years ago there was none, really. There was very few, and now we're really seeing the Midlands and north and up north. We do some projects up north as well, and the hunger is there. Really, urban music, I was going to say, I think, is the music of young people. I think if you're from an inner city, that's kind of what the culture you identify with, and the music is the representation of that.
So, Claire, finally, where might this go?
Well, I think we're already in discussions with, you know, a new version of Urban Classic next year. And I think we're also getting interest from international partners. So I'm really hoping that the project will grow and develop and, you know, fulfil its original aim, which is to get the wonderful world of urban and classical to as many new audiences as possible.
Please join me in just thanking Jules Buckley, conductor, Claire Whittaker from Sirius, and Nee Sackey from Bigger Fish. Thank you.
Proms director Roger Wright there, and that was recorded earlier this evening at the Royal College of Music. And don't forget that there's a Proms Plus event like that one every day, so do look online for details on the Proms website, especially if you're heading for a prom yourself. Well, welcome back to tonight's Urban Classic Prom, live here on BBC Radio 3 from the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Andrew McGregor, delighted to be amongst the presentation team for this Proms First, which is also going out live on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra and televised on BBC 3. Well, if the audience here in the hall or at home and online didn't know quite what to expect, well, you do now. Top artists from the UK's urban music scene singing and rapping some of their songs over inspired arrangements for the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jules Buckley. And the variety of musical talents on display this evening is unusual and remarkable. And all our solo performers are making their Proms debuts. So stand by for more performances from singer and songwriter Laura Mvula, MC and producer Lady Leisha, soul singer Jacob Banks, rapper, pianist and N-Dubs member Phaser, who's also put together a group of young musicians especially for this evening's concert, The Seven Chapters. There's grime MC and rapper Wretch32 and hip-hop inspired Maverick Saber, all of them heading your way in the packed second half of the prom, bringing the sound of the UK street to this great summer festival. And if you're curious to know how this unusual mix of musical cultures is being received, then there'll be plenty of opinions on Twitter, hashtag BBCProms. There's an Urban Classic live blog online, which you can get to from the BBC Proms homepage. They're also going to have some video highlights from the concert if you want to see for yourself what's happening rather than just listen. They're hoping to have them on the Proms website from about 11 tonight. Well, the second half of the prom gets underway in a moment with a work from the classical side of the tracks, although Hans-Werner Henze could certainly be seen as a boundary-trashing composer in his own right, with his unique combination of serial technique, atonality, and the influence of Italian music, Arabic culture, and jazz, and his frequent clashes with the classical establishment. Henze's opera The Bassarids is set in ancient Thebes and explores the conflict between rationality and explosive passion. The Bassarids, or the Maenads, are female followers of Bacchus, performing frenetic acts of worship in honour of the god of wine. And we're about to hear the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jules Buckley, in The Dance of the Maenads, after which we'll be welcoming back on our onstage hosts this evening, Sarah Jane Crawford and Charlie Sloth. Here he comes, the man who's masterminded the whole event, Jules Buckley, to conduct Hans Werner Henze's Dance of the Maenads from the Bassarids.
Hello, the Royal Albert Hall. It's Sarah Jane Crawford here. Are you having a good time?
I'm Charlie Sloth. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Now, tonight has been amazing, SJ.
It has been incredible.
Have you had a good time?
They just love Phaser, you know. I've had a brilliant time. But have these guys had a good time?
That weren't very loud. I said, have you guys had a good time? Yeah. Oh my God. Sarah Jane, is that Elton John up there? Look, Elton John's up there.
Why do you do this? Whenever we're in a grand venue, it's not Elton.
Elton, if it's you, give me a wave.
Oh.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Okay. Let's move this along to a young lady who I know that you like very much.
Very, very much. It's Lady Leisha.
Let's bring her out right now.
At me now. Whoa! Lady Leisha, do you think?
How you lot feeling out there? You all right, yeah? Let me just try something before you start. Let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, you might know of this song, so if you know the words, please sing along. I'm going to transform into Chris Brown. And then I'm going to transform into Busta Rhymes. So I want everybody to just get happy. I like seeing all the smiley faces. So yeah, everybody just get happy and get involved. Let's do it. Oh yeah. I don't see how you can stand outside of Royal Albert Hall. You should be in here. Let go. Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yep, yep, my ish look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She wears it all up, Mr. Miyagi. And I'm suicidal, Harry Quarry. Look at me now, sing it, look at me now. Oh, oh, what? I'm getting, woo. Look at me now, oh, look at me now. Yeah, yeah. Fresh then, okay. Little jigga, bigga, nigga, really cause I'm killing a bitch. Nigga, they try to be on my ish. But they come and shake, cause you with it, I can get it. I just listen before on my oops. Oops, I said on out, yeah. I didn't really mean to say on out, yeah. Since we talking about out, yeah. All of your haters say hi to it, I'm done. Hey, yo, Jules, let me show you how to keep the beat playing whilst I'm trying to play on the beat. Let go. Hey, 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 let's go. Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. But I know that I don't and I won't ever stop. Cause you know I gotta win every day, day. So they really, really wanna pop me. Just know that you will never flap me. And I know that it could be you to the cocky. No, you were never gonna stop me. Every time I call my dick, I gotta set it. And I gotta go and I gotta get it. And I gotta blow it. And I gotta shut it. And if you can figure to be doing it, then I gotta do it. And I gotta do it. And I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, then I gotta do it. And if you gotta do it, press to give me the one and know what's next, let's go. Sit up and be running, I'm all up and I'm and I know I gotta go to try to keep up with the pace. I'm a hustle and a stronger than a set it and again. It always gotta do a ticket to whatever place. Taste it, I gotta grab it. I gotta cut off food, this traffic. Just do beat at the top of the road. And I know I gotta hook, hook. Hey, look at me now. Look at me now. Oh, oh, woo. I'm getting, woo. Look at me now. Look at me now, yeah. Fresher than a newborn. Thank you very much.
Lady Leisha with Look At Me Now. Oh, we're looking. And next up is 23-year-old Michael Stafford, a.k.a. Maverick Sabre, with I Need.
What's going on, Royal Albert Hall? Everyone enjoying themselves? Yeah. This is a song called I Need.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. See, I need sunshine, I need angels, said I need you something good than I need. Blue skies I need, them no times that I need. Just something good, just something good. Just something good, just something good, you know. Oh, 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 oh. All these days seem so far away when I want you far enough away.
back then when I hadn't seen half them things I never thought I'd see, but come someone I never thought I'd be. Oh, cause of something good, yeah, I need sunshine, I need angels that I need, something good, and I need those skies I need, those times that I need, something good, something good, something good, something good. All these days seem to fade away as I lost faith in myself, questioned everything I stood for, not knowing what depth to look for. In life I began to lose hope, found it harder to cope with everything around me and the people that would doubt me. Oh, I was in a place I didn't want to be, seeing face after face I didn't want to see. I didn't go out of my mind, only God knows. But them girls that I used to see running around, like the rain that I used to see pouring down. They did nothing for me, cause I need sunshine, I need angels, and I need something for them. I need them, those skies I need, and the old times that I need. Something good, something good, something good, something good. And I, oh, 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 you know, no, I need sunshine, I need angels that I need. Something good, and I need them.
Maverick Sabre making his Proms debut, like all our other vocalists tonight, with the help of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jules Buckley. And now here comes Mr. Jacob Banks.
Go down.
Oh, my.
I feel
oh,
so high.
just one step into the lonely road. Escort me for life, no time to reflect. Yes, I was getting by, enjoying life. The time has come for judgment day, and I'm standing here begging you, please take pity of me, take pity of me.
Wow.
Wow.
I still can't believe that we are here in the Royal Albert Hall. My mum and dad are going to be so proud of me.
They will. They will. And you look lovely tonight. You've got the little dicky bow to match my lipstick.
Sarah Jane Crawford, I've got to say, you look stunning tonight. And doesn't she look stunning? Although it does look a little bit like a wedding dress.
Well, there was something that I was going to ask you.
Okay, what's that?
You know.
Okay, moving on. Very quickly.
Does this to me all the time.
This next record has been arranged by Tom Trapp.
And you know what? It's the incredible lyricist Wretch 3-2 and the amazing vocalist Jacob Banks.
I'm doing okay.
Good evening. We got one more, is that okay? This is doing okay. Because we are doing okay. You ready?
You can find me downtown, playing blues songs for anybody that comes round.
Now they hear me sing, they want to come around the rondo.
They come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down.
I need to see you guys wave.
I'm doing okay.
It's outside.
Hey. I'm doing okay.
That's right.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, imagine that. I never gave a ish, now I'm giving back. I used to run around my flat saying brap. Now I got the Royal Albert Hall saying that. Oh yeah, thinking about the use that I've taxed. Swear, now look at me paying back. See, I remember coming home to my bags. Yeah, the door wasn't on the latch. But mama always loved you for that. Cause only real women make a man. That's why I wanna give you more than my hand. That's why I wanna give you more than my bank. I just wanna see you fly, wanna bring back my nan. Wanna put you in the sky, give you land when you land. Still ain't met your new man. He better do you right before I turn this to a rack. I'm doing okay.
I was the only man you can find me downtown.
Let's go.
Playing blues songs for anybody that comes round door.
Yeah.
Now they hear me sing, they want to come round around.
They come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
All good.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you live where I live, you'll understand why I do it big. Late night daydreaming about my kids. Till the day I die, they're the reason that I live. I just had to do it right. Done a legit thing. I ain't just a role model in the business. Now I tell my baby mother, don't cry for me. I'll just have to love you from a distance. And now I'm still the man that's a little more clever. I trade the ground, switch them four letters. Like Instagram makes things look better. When I hit the ground, I'll live forever. I'ma live forever, yes, I'm alright with that. Rolex on my wrist, good times are back. Can't get a big tear that can buy my flat. Life's so relaxed,
I was a lonely man, you can find me downtown. Playing blues songs for anybody that comes round door.
Swear, they come around.
Now they hear me sing, they want to come around, around.
Swear, they come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down.
Oh yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Swear, I'm okay.
I'm doing okay.
All good. Swear, I'm all good.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. I'm okay.
I'm doing okay.
All good.
I'm doing okay.
The sun's gonna shine again. The sun's gonna shine again.
I'm doing okay.
The sun's gonna shine again. The sun's gonna shine, my friend.
They're doing okay, aren't they, just? Registry 2 and Jacob Banks and another Tom Trapp arrangement for the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Next, one for the N-Dubs fans. There's one. The return of Phaser with Movie.
To my life, ladies and gentlemen, Royal Albert Hall. This is the motion. I want everybody's hands up like this. This is the motion. Royal Albert Hall, hands up. Let's go. Hey,
was a movie. I would cast you next to me.
Hands up. Change. I'ma keep it real like the diamonds in my gold chain. Trust me, I won't change. This is not roleplay. I'ma be the realest one escaping from the dope game. My mom see me in my bedroom, writing songs for hours. Then I hit the road and left my keys on the counter. I was on the front line, chopping up the powder. Hey yo, Jules, let's do this. Reload! And let's go again. Hands up, Royal Albert Hall. Hands up! This is the motion. Real like the diamonds in my gold chain. Trust me, I won't change. This is not roleplay. I'ma be the realest one escaping from the dope game. My mom see me in my bedroom, writing songs for hours. Then I hit the road and left my keys on the counter. I was on the front line, chopping up the powder. While I was holding down a dream, my spirit gave me power. Dear God, please grant me the serenity to convert all my haters and recognize my enemies. Supposed to be a friend of me, all she does is envy me. I thought she was my fam, why she acting like a friend of me? When she was up and I was down, she never gave me nothing. But now I'm up, she must be down, I never say her nothing. So good friends, they acting like I own something. I swear my life is like a movie, I'm on time. Woo!
Was a movie, I would cast you ha. Next to me. I'll be your James Bond
and you'll be my Marilyn Monroe.
Shoot me if life was like a movie.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
If life was like a movie.
I've been running my own effort manager. I put the keys on the track, no janitor. Entrepreneur, underdog, I've had enough. Man on fire, Denzel. I'll be the hero, me without you is lying. Twilight without emo. Hating on me cause I'm balling like I'm being chemo. I'm about to shut down, ground zero. Oh my God, I'm feeling like I've been betrayed. Ever since I got a little fame, she ain't been the same. All I ever hear is say, Faze, yeah, the brother shame. I ain't talking about it again, I'm talking about from where I came. So when the show is done and the lights go on, I guess it's back to reality and life. I used to be real broke, now I'm John Doe. I swear my life is like a movie on my life.
What a movie.
Bounce, bounce.
I would cast you next to me. I'll be a change.
Hey, try and catch up. Sing it with me now. Go like this. Gentlemen, I am Faze. Welcome to the Urban Classic Proms at the Royal Albert Hall. It's an absolute pleasure to perform for you guys. Thank you for coming out tonight. I love this. Thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this movie. Listen to this movie music. Music in high definition, trust me. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I know a lot of you have been making a lot of noise for a certain Faze up tonight.
But ladies, you've got to understand he's been doing some very meaningful work as well as looking good.
That's right. For the past 10 weeks, he's been mentoring seven young musicians who go by the name of...
Seven Chapters.
Okay, Seven Chapters.
Yes. Now, Charlie Soft, did you know that these guys, before this 10-week documentary that Faze has been making with BBC Three, had never picked up a musical instrument?
Okay.
Didn't like classical music.
They didn't like classical music? Are they mad? Cause every day man's driving in the whip. Classical music blaring, me and Jules G.
What's the euphonium? Sorry? You don't know what euphonium is.
Move on. Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to welcome them to the stage with their mentor and arranged by the incredible Jules Buckley. Seven Chapters and the one and only Faze.
Thank you. much. Can I hear some noise, please?
Some noise.
Yeah.
Now all it, so it's turning to pain.
Yes. Thank you so much. You have been brilliant, man.
Thank you.
You are beautiful. Man. This is amazing.
Royal Thank Paul, you so much.
Now just get some noise for yourself.
Hold up. Hold up. Seven chapters. Seven chapters.
Yeah. Can I say one thing? I'd like to thank Faiza for this, like,
yeah,
being
that
man. Thank you, Faiza, man. Well done, well done.
And thanks, Jules. I know Jules. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, it's been an incredible night so far. I'm totally gassed.
So gassed.
For those posh folk out there, that means I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Now, the next person who's about to come on stage is not only an incredible talent, she's also very, very beautiful. Now, Sarah Jane Crawford claims I've been following her around all night.
Charlie, there's cameras everywhere. There's evidence of you stalking. Okay, we shouldn't say that.
No, that's a strong
okay,
word.
No, sorry. Just standing outside her dressing room. Laura Mvula, I'm talking about. She's absolutely incredible. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And this event was absolutely made. She's classically trained. She can play the violin, the piano.
Just like me.
You have a go, not going to lie.
Big man ting.
Like this, yeah? We should do a track.
No.
Got Jules? Okay.
No, sorry.
I'd like to welcome her onto the stage right now, the incredible Laura Mvula and Jules Buckley with That's All Right.
I love you too. Ain't I? I will never be what you want, that that's alright. Got my skin ain't light.
Who made you the center of the universe?
That's all right. More than all right if you ask anyone in the Albert Hall right now. Laura Mvua in that arrangement from conductor Jules Buckley. Now, keep a safe distance. Lady Leisha is about to let the dogs run wild.
Round of applause for the orchestral band because they were amazing. Sorry, I just had an emotional moment there. I just had to stop the beat to let everyone know, but we're going to carry on. Yeah? I should be doing this part. All over the globe, so that you know my lips and flows is a cobra. I'ma let the guys run wild. They wanna watch, but they're so hostile. They wanna judge, but they're not in trial. And these ducks wanna cut my style. These ducks wanna cut my style. When I come another place, I see I'm running out. I'ma go crazy, I'ma go wild. Now I got everybody singing like it's wild. I'm an animal, unleash the beast. To heaven and rhythm, I'm a piece by piece. Like I didn't really wanna put a leash, but I take the lead, I'm a speed and a beast. Giving over the middle of the dominance in the playground. Like I see the others coming up, but I stay down. When I hit up the spot, I better break down.
I'm gonna be a big me. I'm about to shut these mother lovers dead. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. I'm about to love this
Time to go crazy, mental, nonkers, schizo, loony, nutty, balmy, psycho. This is more than history. Full stop, side note. Wanna do this with my eyes closed? Wanna get an idea? Light bulb, never get in the clutch to fold. We don't wanna start, I'll be giving the dog a bone. We don't wanna bark, I'll be giving the dog a bone. And it's been as hard that we've been spitting hard of bones. I'll be letting dogs pop out of the cages. You hear me proud, I'm on the crowd, look at our faces. You in the building, blow the doors off. Woo, 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 who let the dogs out? Woo, 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 woo.
Dogs Running Wild at this urban classic from Lady Leisha in Ben Cottrell's orchestration. Backing vocals from Brendan Riley. And as the lady leaves, here's Maverick Sabre.
My soul, no more. I try to struggle. for loving you, but I don't really have control. And oh Lord, no matter what I try, always end up on this road now. And oh, did you always give me what I did? Oh.
Conductor Jules Buckley's arrangement of Let Me Go, performed by Maverick Sabre. I must mention the backing vocals and whistling of Vanessa Haynes, Brendan Riley and Natalie Williams. Next up, Wretch 3-2. He's bringing his tractor.
This is Tractor. Can I get everybody on their seats, please? Come on. Yeah. I say the miracle, look me in my eye, no. I float like a ribbon in the sky, no plan. Hey, look, smooth or rugged, I'm a Usain running, cause I love it in my own lane. Then I'm a flash for the picture. She'll come back, no. I still have this, that computer love. I mac with my finger, baby. I'm a man, not your mister, I miss ya. Hey, my life sounds terribly wild, but you'll never catch me on the Jeremy Kyle show. No, explosive, Jeremy style, they know. Think that I'ma blow, I get you therapy now. Whoa, I'm this school and I
gotta die.
Oh, yeah. She on the way. I need to see all my people on the track. Hey, now let's go. I ride this mother loving like a. Hey, I ride this
mother
loving. Hey, I choose you. Go hard, go
faster. Stack me every day.
And again,
I ride this mother loving like a
track. Hey, I ride this
mother loving like a
train. Hey, I zoom, zoom down a rabbit hole. More women, more. I'm living my life, cause that's what I do best. The girls in my bank wanna show it in cash, yes. Hey look, pounds or pennies, I don't scrounge off any hand flat. I am not an insect now, and I'm the life for the party. Came with Ken, but I left with his Barbie. Baby's with me, she can ride in the car seat. She's an angel, I'm Charlie. Oh please,
hey,
my lifestyle's
hey,
terrible.
Hey,
but
hey,
you'll never
hey,
catch me
hey,
on the Jeremy.
Hey,
nah,
hey,
explosive,
hey,
terrible.
Hey,
they don't think that I'm a blow, I get a therapy.
Hey,
oh yeah,
hey,
yeah, I'm in school and I
haven't got it
done. No job,
go. And my daughter's on the way.
She on the way.
I went clubbing till my world was revolving. Pretty women and I'm
I need to see ya.
Hey, I ride this motherfucker, beat like
hey,
a track.
Hey,
I ride this motherfucker, beat like
oh,
a train.
Yeah.
Choo-choo, go hard, go fast.
Go.
Step keys every day.
Yeah.
I ride this motherfucker, beat like a track.
me slow down.
I'm so gone.
So gone.
I'm so gone.
So gone.
Just leave me alone. Alone.
Roy Alba Wolf. We need to turn up. We need to turn up. I said my last sound terribly wild, but you'll never catch me on the Jeremy Cowell show. Don't think that I'm a blow, I get you therapy now. Whoa, I'm in school and I haven't got a job yet. My girl's sick and my dude's on the way, ayy. I went clubbing to my werewolves with both men. Pretty women and now let's go. I ride a small love and beat like a, ayy. I ride a small love and beat like a, ayy. I choo choo.
Well, could be, you know, the last link of the night.
Now, tonight has been a monumental.
He's all sophisticated now.
Very, 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 cuz I'm sick like that, fam. But I'm afraid we are drawing to the end. Yes,
I'm
of
saying.
The first ever Urban Classic Proms.
I know, I know. And this is the 119th. Ever prom.
Yeah, and next year will be the 120th.
So that means it's kind of like a round number, an anniversary. We should definitely be here again.
Yeah, holler at my agent.
Holla. Big shout out to the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Give it up
for
them.
Make some noise for them.
To Jules Buckley, to all the composers, and to all of our artists who have been phenomenal.
Now, guys, Jules the G Buckley. That's what we call him, Jules the G. Thank you.
Now, I'd like you guys to do something.
We need, guys. We need you to do something for us. SJ, please explain.
Okay, you know the advert with Robbie Williams, the phone, the light? Tell them.
So basically...
But better.
We need you guys to get your mobile phones out right now.
Get your phones out right now and shine your lights.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go to video. Yeah? I'm doing it.
And for this track, we want you... to just hold your phones as high as you can.
Hold them in the air. Put the flashes on. Hold them in the air. Put the flashes on. That's it. I want to see everybody's phone in the air.
I know there are more phones in
here
than that.
Come on. That's looking beautiful. We're getting there.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
It's like a constellation. Yeah.
Hello? Elton John, put yours on as well. All right, now, guys, as we lead into the finale of this evening, I would like to introduce back on stage all of the artists from tonight's incredible show.
Let's get them on right now. They're going to perform a track that we all love, the late, great Bob Marley with
One Love.
And it's One Love from us to you. Goodbye, good night.
Good night, God bless.
Roy Albert Hall, it's been such a memorable night, so it would almost be an injustice to not get the rest of the acts that performed. But before we go any further, can you make some noise for the BBC Symphony Orchestra? They've done an amazing job. This is my man, the conductor, Jules here. He's so cool, don't let the suit fool you. Shock. But Roy Albert Hall, can you make some noise for all of the artists that performed today?
Sinner who has hurt all my kind just to save his own beliefs, believe in
one love, one heart.
There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Together and feel alright.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Bob Marley's One Love. Let's get together and feel all right. What could be better to mark the coming together of so many musical genres, performers and personalities for this first ever Urban Classic Prom.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching at home. Thank you for coming down to the Royal Albert Hall to experience this. Amazing.
All our performers back on the Royal Albert Hall stage, all of them having made their proms debuts tonight. And Lady Leisha was telling me earlier what a buzz it is to be here with the BBC Symphony Orchestra as the backing group, and that was just the rehearsal. Jules Buckley back on the podium, roars of approval for the performance of the BBC Symphony Orchestra this evening. You can hear the thunder of feet. He's cupping his ear, he wants more, and he's getting more. What a night. We've heard the passionate soul voice of Jacob Banks, Phaser, with his own fan club, Out of Endubs. And the band he's been mentoring, the Seven Chapters, the rapid-fire rap of Lady Leisha. She's absolutely tiny, but what an outsized stage presence. Conductor Jules Buckley called her his secret weapon for this Urban Classic Prom. He reckoned she'd bring the house down. Job done, Jules, and your secret's out. Classically trained composer and singer-songwriter Laura Mvula. That performance of Father, Father will be a special moment for a lot of people leaving here tonight, I'm quite sure. Here they all come, back on stage again. Maverick Sabre, hip-hop inspired soulful vocals. He says it was his sister's love of R&B and hip-hop that fired his enthusiasm for the music. I bet she's proud. And North London rapper Wretch 3-2. Backing vocalists Vanessa Haynes, Brendan Riley, Natalie Williams. What an evening. Tomorrow's prom is going to have a special atmosphere all its own as well. It's the annual NYO prom, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, joined by hundreds of young voices for a performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. The first ever free evening prom. Tickets have all gone, just in case you were wondering, but you can listen here live on BBC Radio 3, of course, from 7:30. But what a first we've had tonight with our Urban Classic Prom. As conductor Jules Buckley wanted to show us, for the performers on stage, classical or otherwise, it's all one musical language. And as he's back on the podium taking the cheers once more for the BBC Symphony Orchestra, it's time to head back to the urban hub that is Broadcasting House, where David Cornett is waiting for us.
And that was Andrew McGregor. And don't forget that every prom is available for 7 days via the Radio 3 website. And since you are with us here on Radio 3, I assume you haven't been watching the Urban Classic Prom on BBC 3 television. But you might like to know that you can watch video highlights of the concert online. Now, they'll be available from 11 o'clock this evening. That's at bbc.co.uk/proms. And we ask you just to give us half an hour or so to get it sorted out.
It's about sharing the music that we both love and putting them together.
There really has never been a gig like this, I think, because there'll be fans of both sorts of music, from classical music to some of the artists we play on Six Music, and I think we're all in for a surprise. I'm Steve Lamack.
And I'm Tom Service.
We may come from different ends of the radio dial, but Radio 3 and Radio 6 Music share a common passion, music.
Join us live on both stations for the Six Music Prom. We'll have live music from the Stranglers, Laura Marling and Keris Matthews, all performing with the London Sinfonietta.
Six Music and Radio 3 present the Six Music Prom.
Monday night on BBC Radio 3 at 10:15.
Well, coming up next this evening is Here and Now. That's the Canario from the Fantasia for a Gentleman by Rodrigo. The guitarist was Narciso Yepes. BBC Radio 3. Well, now it's time for Here and Now, our regular weekly exploration of the world of contemporary music. It's introduced by Ivan Hewitt.
Hello and welcome to another in our series of programmes which looks back to those heady days of the 1950s and 1960s when music was being reinvented by the avant-garde. Today we'll be focusing on one of the most notorious pieces of the 1960s, which hasn't lost its power to shock. Here's a taste of its composer. Gloria Tibi Trinitas, number 6 from the 7 in nomine by Peter Maxwell Davis. That piece was composed in 1965 when the composer was 31, and it's an interesting example of Maxwell Davis's fascination with old music. So, nothing particularly shocking there, you might think. But to my ear, that odd and almost parodic shrillness at the end does give a foretaste of the much more violent and radical piece of his we'll be hearing later, the 8 Songs for a Mad King. We'll be hearing a performance of that piece given last month at the Buxton Festival by Music Theatre Wales. Peter Maxwell Davis is one of the so-called Manchester School of composers, which also included Harrison Birtwistle and Alexander Gurr. And in today's programme, we'll be hearing music by all three, and all of them written in the same decade of the 1960s. And with me to talk about the music is the critic and author Paul Griffiths. Paul, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Now, Perhaps we should start by just recalling that these composers came to maturity in a context that now seems very distant to us, doesn't it? It's, you know, it's half a century ago. Perhaps you could just sketch in for us what the musical landscape was like in Britain at that time, and in a sense, what these three were fighting against.
Well, yes, they were coming forward in the mid-50s, and the whole European avant-garde, if you like, the music of Boulez, Stockhausen, Luigi Nono, was very little known here. There was nobody who was listening to that and trying to follow in that direction. And largely through Gurr, Sandy Gurr, who had contact with Europe through his father. He was born in Berlin. He was a European, much more than anybody else here. These young composers, still students, learned what Boulez and other composers on the continent were doing and wanted to do likewise.
You mentioned the name Alexander Gurr, and let's focus on him as it's his piece we're going to be hearing first. Now, he has an anniversary today, in fact. He's 81 years old.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Exactly, born August the 10th, and that makes him just a couple of years older than the other two members of the Manchester School. And, of course, back when they were students, that was a significant time gap. How do you think his different background that you've mentioned actually impinges on the sound of his music?
Well, I think he would say that he was part of the family of Schoenberg. His father, Walter Gurr, had studied with Schoenberg in Berlin. Walter Gurr was not so much known as a composer, more as a conductor. But Alexander Gurr, through his father, was a kind of musical grandson of Schoenberg. And I think you hear that in the piece we're going to hear in a moment, Pastorals for Orchestra, a piece from 1965. But it goes right through his output, even up to today.
Now, that title, Pastorals, might lead some people to expect something in the line of English pastoral pieces, but really it's anything but, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a deliberately provocative title. It has nothing to do with Vaughan Williams or Delius or Frank Bridgen. It's not in that tradition at all. It's called Pastorals because it comes from a theatre score. Gurr at that time was working with the Mermaid Theatre, and he wrote music for a production of Sophocles' Oedipus at Colonus, which takes place in a pastoral setting. It takes place in a sacred grove, so little plot of woodland. Gurr wrote this music, wanted to give it a concert life, and called it Pastorals. Again, there's the European connection, because this piece was commissioned by one of the big new music festivals of the time, the Donaueschingen Festival, and was put on with pieces by Berio and so on. So Gurr, at that stage, 1965, was part of a kind of European community.
Yes, and also worth pointing out that the piece really has quite a violent undertone, doesn't it, Paul? Being written for this play, Oedipus at Colonus, the events portrayed are quite tragic, and the piece has quite a hard-edged, very brass-heavy sound, doesn't it?
The brass are prominent in this piece. But we've talked about Schoenberg, and one has to remember also that Gurr's principal teacher was Messiaen. And the Messiaen principle of a very segmented form of a chorus of instruments here, a solo, an ensemble of instruments, is part of what he was doing here, at the same time having a continuous, largely harmonic flow.
Thank you, Paul. Let's hear the piece now. Alexander Gurr's Pastorals, performed in a brand new recording by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Nussen.
Thank you. Thank you.